Hello and welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association, and I started back in January of 2013, and it's all to help people kind of get their messages out there, you know, so that people can book them to speak and have opportunities. But really, one of the main goals for me was to help people grow their databases. Now, Tracy Repchek just spoke about exactly that. And so definitely look and listen to what she's got to say about, you know, driving people through the internet and to your website to help build that opportunities. But I want to talk a little bit about the strategy today. You know, why build a community and then how to have an impact on that community. You know, what would people, you know, want to follow you? And especially those who just get you. That's the part I love. And that's the part that I was not expecting when I started this whole prospect back in 2005. Because I've always been kind of a loner and been an introvert. So, you know, and a lot of people have a hard time believing that now. But it was to protect myself. You know, I had gone through a lot of horrific things in my life. You know, I went through cancer. I've gone through being robbed and tied up when I was 6 months pregnant. And those are the nice things. So I totally get why people withdraw, because it seems safer. But what happens is you start realizing, or I started realizing, that I was really missing out on all these amazing people that were out there that I had an opportunity to connect with, but I wasn't taking that opportunity. And that's what I want to give to you, is there's people out there that are really looking for you. They don't know it yet. and you don't know that they're looking for you, but they are. Because you have uniqueness. You have an ability and an expertise in something that they need, something that they're lacking. And sometimes it's just a friend. Sometimes it's just a great connection or someone who just gets them. Sometimes people just want to be around you because they feel like, oh my gosh, this person is resonating with me because they're talking my language. And that's really what it is. It's about finding people that get you. They get your personality, they get your mission, they get kind of everything about you. And this was the byproduct of me getting out of my way and really taking that opportunity to talk to people. I had no idea that there were people looking for me. And not only just get me and kind of my quirky personality and my funny laugh and, you know, all of those things that we think separate us. Because we come from schools, right? To stand out in a school and be different is really hard on kids. I know it was really hard on me. And even with my family, my sister and I kind of was always the black sheep. We're always kind of the people that were just a little bit odd from everybody else. We just didn't walk, you know, like a duck. You know, we walked like a goose or whatever. So you get why people want to conform and to fit in to something. But a lot of times they don't know, you know, where that is and who it is. So really, it's your responsibility to develop communities so they can find you and they can find the peeps, they can find the tribe, they can find the community, whatever you want to call it, that they feel at home with. That's what you have to really develop. And you don't worry about, has this community already been created someplace else or by someone else? Well, should my community look like so-and-so's? it's your community. It will have its own flavor and its own personality. Because you are different. And you have your own personality. And hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're also a little weird. Because it's hard to stand out if you're normal, if you're just like everybody else. Now, the people, if you're listening to this and you already know me, you probably already know that you're a little weird and you're a little different. Come on, raise your hand, say, yep, that's me. I can see people that are even on this line. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right there. You're definitely one of them. You have your own voice. You have your own unique personality. And you probably even look a little different, too. You know, I'm always amazed by people that I can't remember what they look like. I meet them once, twice, 14 times. There is a lady every time I meet her, run into her, she recognizes me, but I don't remember her. I'll remember her name, and I'll remember her after she starts talking, but her appearance is just a pretty blonde woman. Yeah, maybe blonde, maybe pretty, but she has no characteristics that makes her stand out. And it's safe that way. So I get why people want to just look like whatever that Barbie figure is to them. But it really doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve the people that want to connect with you because it is about standing out and being a little bit different. It's about letting people hear your authentic, real voice. And when you do that, you will suddenly start developing a community. I know for myself, I hid because it was safer that way. But even when I started standing out, I tried to look normal. I tried to wear what everyone else was wearing. I tried to talk the way they talked, you know, softer and more feminine. And, you know, it wasn't me. And nothing was happening. I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I'm like, it was on a conference call, just very similar to this that someone was hosting. And I got on there, and I was just me. I was me in the raw, you know, as Tanya can be. And afterwards, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it. I could not believe the results. People were like, oh, my gosh, that's the best presentation you ever did. Oh, my gosh, how can I connect with you? Oh, I want this. Can you come and speak here? I mean, it was just like, what in the world just happened? I just stopped caring that I was different. Let that sink in. That your weirdness is a tool. You are unique. And there are others that are just as unique as you are that are looking for you. How exciting is that? Now, in order to build that community and to find that person, I always think of that, you know, poor person in the middle of Wyoming, in the middle of February, and it's freezing, right? And they can't go out of their house, and they're stuck on, you know, in the middle of a wheat field or whatever. I think of them. How am I going to reach that person? Because they're looking. There's people all over this world who are looking. So, first of all, I had to get out of my own way. I had to start doing things that was scary for me. I had to start doing things that was hard for me. So every opportunity that I came across, when someone said, hey, Tanya, can you or would you? The answer was always yes, no matter how much I was shaking in my boots. Because I knew putting myself out there in front of people, I might resonate with one person. And realistically, it's probably going to be more than that. So that's what I did. I started speaking. And believe me, it was very hard. I would shake and shiver and sweat and oh, it was awful. But I did it anyways. And what I found is the more that I spoke up, because I have a very loud voice, but you would have not known that a very short while ago. It would have been just like this, oh, hi, you know. And suddenly I'm like, no, I have a voice. I'm going to use this bellowing voice to the utmost, right? I'm so glad I did. And I remember the day that I looked around at a networking group I was going to. And I started realizing that no one reacted every time to when I stood up and gave my little elevator pitch. And I started realizing that the people they were reacting to, A, they could hear, right? They used the microphone or they bellowed out their information so that people in the back could hear them. B, they stood out, you know, in some way. So I went from, hi, I want you to find out more about your local city. That was the networking organization I had started back then. Actually, I think that was before then. I think we were just launching the online internet part of it to help people market themselves. Well, I went from just saying, hey, you need to know about your local city to, hello, I'm Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder. When I said that and people could hear me, you would not believe how many people came up to me afterwards. Hi, oh my gosh, I would love to know more. You know, I mean, it was just night and day. Because it also is about confidence. And when people can't hear you, and ladies, I am really talking to you. There's rarely a guy that we can't hear. It's us ladies. We hide our voice. So I want you to stop hiding your voice and start bellowing it out. And just start practicing. If you've got a two-story house, I want you to be in the furthest corner, and then I want you to make sure whoever's upstairs can hear you. I want them to go, Mom, what are you doing? If you don't have somebody that you can, you know, listen to, make the dog jump. You know, I mean, whatever it takes, start practicing speaking and speaking loud and proud and not caring if you mess up. Nobody cares. They're not going to remember the next time, oh, my gosh, she said her name wrong. The first time I stood up in front of a networking group, I couldn't even remember my name. Now, nobody remembers that. No one remembers that I stood up and said, hi, I don't remember who I am right now, but buy something from me. I mean, it was ridiculous. Who cares? Nobody cares. Because they're too worried about what they're going to say. And this is the reality. But you're going to start developing people who resonate with you. Now, what I want you to do is on a sticky note, find one on your desk right now, or a piece of paper or something. Sticky notes are good for now. And I want you to write, wow yourself today. Wow yourself today. And I want you to try to wow yourself every single day. Because, again, nobody wants to follow a leader that isn't a little bit of a wow factor. So if you could start wowing yourself, which, by the way, is really hard. I mean, every day I have to make myself do something that, because I'm still afraid of stuff. And guess what? I meet all the celebrities. I meet everybody. And everyone's still scared. There's not a single person that I've met that doesn't have a fear. We're human. So wow yourself. Because that usually makes you do something big. And people are watching. I want you to get on every social media account, especially the big three, right? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Obviously, Pinterest and Instagram are awesome also. YouTube, you betcha. I want you to get on those platforms. I want you to start chatting with people. I want you to start reaching out. So if you, say you're on, you go to my account, right? So you go to Tanya Hoffman. Now remember, Tanya's with an O, and Hoffman's with one S, like Frank, two N's, Nancy Nancy, because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell Hoffman right. So go to Tanya Hoffman, and look at who I follow. Find somebody. Just someone's picture, because you can see, you know, my friends. And if we're not friends yet, you better be soon. Now, find someone with that face is just like resonates with you. Click on them. Go over and see who they are. And then I want you to send them a message. So first, see if you can follow them, if they'll follow you back. That's the easiest way, because they may not see it in their message wall if you're not a friend. But since I'm one of your friends, because obviously you're one of mine now, they should see that you're a friend of mine, and they should accept you, unless there are over 5,000 people. But find somebody and just message them and say, hey, I love what your Facebook says you do. Love to chat with you to see how we can help each other. Just reach out to somebody. I have built so many amazing connections, so many amazing relationships with people that way. I'm actually, tomorrow I'm headed to San Diego, and there's a fabulous lady that we met just like that on Facebook. And guess what? She's picking me up at the airport, because we met in person the other day, and guess what? She went to the Oscars, and she's fabulous, and I would have never known her if I didn't reach out and say hello, because I thought she was just adorable. Now, another thing I want you to do is I don't want you to care anymore if someone opts out. I never want you to look at who opts out of your email ever, ever, ever again, because it doesn't matter. When people leave, when they drop you as a friend, whatever, it doesn't matter, because the people who resonate with you are the ones you want to keep in your community. Anybody else, you want them out of there. You do not want to keep them around. So stop looking at your opt-out. Move on. If you meet somebody at an event, so say we go to a networking group and you walk up to someone and you do not feel good about that person, walk away. Just pleasantly, oh, gosh, you know, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. I need to go over and talk to this person over here, right? I mean, just make up any excuse. Oh, there's the leader. I needed to talk to them. I mean, you know, just make up an excuse. Get away from the people that doesn't feel awesome. Because you will start to develop those people. So same thing with social media and all. If you find someone that when you, every time you see their post or even one post, that's like totally against everything that you believe in or is pretty close, go ahead and opt them out, right? Just unfriend them and move on. That way you're developing a community around you that's you. I don't care who they are. I talk to people all the time. And sometimes I get on the phone and it's like, oh my gosh, like we've been girlfriends or guy friends, you know, forever, right? I mean, it's just immediate yippee. And then there's sometimes, not so much. Don't fret over it. Okay. Bye. Yeah, I mean, there's so many people in this world. I mean, every time I walk into Starbucks, I'm like, oh my gosh, here's 30 people that I don't know. How sad is that? Every time I go someplace and I don't know people, it's getting harder and harder, but, you know, there's usually a big percentage of people I don't know. So that's the important thing, is to be around a lot of new people. And that's why I love speaking so much. That's why I got myself out of this whole craziness in my head about who is good and who isn't, and oh my gosh, you know, that I should be speaking, and it doesn't matter if there's negative people in the audience. And I tell you this, because I used to be really, 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 and I put more reallys on there, worried about the heckler or the mean person that would spout out something ugly or say something against what I was saying. And I want to tell you that every time that's happened, and it's only been like two or three times over the hundreds of speaking opportunities I've done in person. We're not even talking about, you know, online and stuff. But in an in-person crowd, out of all those times, there's only been three. And every single time, something amazing happens. Because what happens is the people who resonate with you will really not like that person. And they will love you more. Now, it's your opportunity to ruin that relationship with the people who resonate with you by being negative back. So I want to encourage you to be an encourager and a positive person. So the gentleman, I use that lightly, that said, because I was talking about, you know, sales training and how you could talk to people at, you know, coffee shops, and you know, you could walk up to anybody or talk to anybody in a coffee shop. This guy spouted out, you know, and it was simulcasted also. So he was in front of, you know, 200 people saying, well, Tanya, not everybody can, you know, find a client at a coffee shop. And I just simply went a positive back. Oh, are you kidding? It's like a client a day the coffee shop way. And when I said that, I had tried to find the title for my sales book, and that's what came out of it. And I stopped the whole thing, wrote it down, and went on. But people loved it. They loved that I came back with something positive, not attacking him, just something fun, and moved on. Now, another thing you can do, if you're always worried about something like that, is start off your presentations. And this is how I started starting my presentations, was letting people know the rules. You have to be nice. No mean, grumpy, negative people are allowed. If you're feeling a little bit like that, go ahead and leave. And it's okay to ask people to leave, by the way. And it's really great when they do. One time I was at an event, and there was like 250 people in the crowd, and I said that, and 10 people stood up and walked out. And we all cheered, yay, after they, of course, walked out. We didn't do it while they were walking. So be okay, and then be positive. People will gravitate to the positive. And those who want to gravitate to the negative, great, bye. You don't want them anyway. So build your communities by building yourself. By doing something that wows you. Because if it wows you, you know it's wowing other people. And people notice. And they watch. And I want you to get good at bragging. I want you to get good at promoting yourself. Because you have to be your marketing team. Because if you don't tell people, how would anybody know? If you're going to go speak someplace, let people know. How else are they going to know that you're a speaker? This is how powerful you can be, is to take charge of your own self to create your own community. And believe me, nowadays, when people ask me about my community, they're not asking really how many. They're asking how strong. Meaning, does your people really get you? And are they committed to you and your belief and your mission? That is more important than how many. because you can have a small community, but if they fight for you and they love you, oh, that's powerful. That's brilliance. That's excitement. And I want to thank you for being a part of my community. If you're part of the Public Speakers Association, you don't know how every night part of my gratitude that I throw out to the universe is how lucky am I to have so many incredible people a part of my life. That, you know, I just had a flood in my home and people came and rallied around me. My birthday was yesterday. I was 49. Yay! And I had like 280 people saying happy birthday, not just hit like, right? How fun is that? So thank you for listening and go out and wow yourself.